Welcome everyone to Defining Tanya. We are up to Ois Mem. Last week we did Levushim, which was an intense big shear. Levushim's a very big inyan. So now we begin Mem. So what comes before Levushim? Chevre. What expresses itself into Levushim?
Midos.
Excellent. Mem. So Midos are Ava and Yira. There's really six Midos that we might even say there's seven Midos, which would be, you would call them Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and then there's Malchus. And we could talk about, I mean, those really are the Midos. We could talk about the Midos for so long. There's so much to talk about. But the basic Midos are Ahava and Yira, which is translated as love and fear or awe or respect. And all they are is super simple, is they are ordered energy, which either takes you towards or away. Okay? Love brings you towards, or more actually, to be more accurate, love brings the loved towards you, actually moves what you love. It brings what you love towards you. You moving towards it is a secondary feature that also happens. But really what you're doing is you're bringing that to you. Okay. Yira, you hear the subtle difference between you moving towards it and you bringing it towards you, yeah?
Yeah, practically though, I would love to hear an example of it, but I understand.
Okay, yeah. Yira is the opposite. It's not really practical. It's the like the philosophical. We'll say it in a minute. It's very simple, but it's philosophical in nature. Whether it actually applies, I don't know if there's a difference. Lemaisa, about me walking towards you and you bringing me to. Me walking towards you or me towards me, but just hold, that's a great question. Just hold your horses for a second. Yira is the opposite. Yira is I move away from you. So it's a double opposite. Ava is me bringing you to me, and Ava is me moving away from you. So Ava is bringing close. And Yira is, sorry, Ava is, you could just closeness, and Yira is distance. But there's another nuance, which is super important philosophically, which we'll say in a second, which is Ava brings to me, and Yira moves me away. It doesn't push the thing away, it moves me away from the thing. So go on, what's the philosophical, what's the inyan?
What are you asking?
Well, we know that love is closeness and fear is distance, yeah? But what do you learn from that extra nuance that we spoke about, that love is not me moving towards you, it's me bringing you towards me. Whereas fear is not me pushing you away from me, it's me moving myself away from you. And this is an exceptionally important point. The point is that Ava is a self-enlarging experience. With Ava, you get bigger. Whereas Yira is a self-constricting experience. With Yira, you get smaller. So when it comes to Ava, I don't come towards you, although I might physically come towards you, but the inyan is that I bring you to me because in Ava, I am the center of my world. Whereas with Yira, you are the center of the world. And I'm moving myself away from you. And that's why Ava has to precede, sorry, why Yira has to precede Ava. Your relationship with your wife. If your relationship with your wife is kulu ava, yeah, you have no relationship. There is no relationship. It's dimioinus. That it's basically impossible unless you're a mamash a narcissist to have that kind of relationship. If your relationship with your wife is kulu ava, there's no relationship. If your relationship with your wife is kulu, so instead of using the word yira, we use the word respect. If your relationship with your wife is kulu respect without any ava, you have 50%. You hear it? Once you've got the 50% of the respect, respect is the foundation of the relationship. If there is no respect, there is no relationship. Doesn't matter how much you love her. Yeah, because you might love her, but you also love your secretary as well. And that's not going to work.
Is it because you were saying the premise is that Yura makes you smaller, and therefore you need to become small first, and then you become bigger? That's why the Yura goes first.
The Yira comes first in a relationship because, in an intimate relationship, because my respect for you is me humbling myself to you. You're primary, I'm secondary. I'll give you your space, I'll give you the honor you deserve. I'll talk to you in a way that you need to be talked to, that you deserve to be talked to. I'm humbling myself. That's what year is. Year is humbling myself to you, which you could say is me kind of acknowledging your existence. Ava is about me. It's about, but that it by default, if it's not predicated by if it's not predicated on Yira, then Ava is just a self-involved, a self-indulgent experience. Whereas when there's respect in place and I, so to speak, believe in you as a metzias unto yourself, because there's the idea of like the idea of a mother kind of swallowing up the child kind of thing, the idea of the love is just so consuming that the child is literally swallowed up. Look at listen to the Mishnah 1 minute. Where's that Mishnah? It wasn't for the just give me a moment. It's not the sun. Yeah. Perek Gimel Beis. In Pirkei Avos, it's Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Hananya Sagan Kohanim Oimer. We have two Kohanim here. Having Miss Palo also Eli's a coin. Have a Miss Palo Beshloim Shel Malchus. Be daven for the Shalom of Malchus. She'imale Moira. If it wasn't for its fear, Ish Esrayehu Chaim Balu. A man would swallow his friend alive. This is what we're talking about. This is Ava, not predicated on fear. If there wasn't fear, yeah, and you could read this as the Malchus. You know who your Malchus is? By the way, Michael, you're looking really sharp. Nice, all nice and polished. Who's your Malchus? Your Malchus is your wife. She's your Malchus. So, having Miss Palo B'Shloimeh Shel Malchus, daven for the Shalom of your wife. Yeah. Davening for someone is an expression of, so to speak, acknowledgement, acknowledging who they are, acknowledging that they're real. Yeah. So daven for the shalom of your wife. She'll male moira. If it wasn't for her yira, that you have yira from her, ishesreyehu chayim balu, a man would swallow her alive. Meaning, this is the idea of a relationship is predicated on yira, because yira is the initial hakara, has a recognition of the other's independent metzias. The other person is a real person, a real thing. You're not just a booba, like you're not a teddy bear. You're not my pillow. Whether you're my emotional pillow, my sexual pillow, my whatever that is, yeah, you're not that. You are a real, because when someone's your pillow, then like I said, you don't appreciate that they're an actual, that they're real. So that's the era. Yeah, like we've said many times, what Ahava is buying your wife flowers, and Yira is turning off the air conditioner when she's hot and you're, so when she is cold and you're hot.
Is one selfish and one selfless? It sounds like it.
It's yes, but that's too strong to say that, because love is not love when it's predicated on fear. Is absolutely not selfish. That's the point. And this is why, if you could do everything in the world for your wife, yeah? But if you don't respect her, meaning if you don't humble yourself before her, there's a very good chance that she will feel that all the things you're buying for her are selfish and manipulative. And you will actually be creating distance with every gift you buy her. It has to be predicated on turning off the air conditioner. It has to. You have to be able to as in mamayit, to
Lesson.
yeah, that's not a good word though. You have to be able to humble yourself to her. Yeshua is saying that a relationship is predicated on, we call it fear. The word in Hebrew is yira, but we'll translate it better as respect. If you love someone and you don't respect them, then you don't really love them. You just love yourself. Because it's only in respect that they begin to exist. Now, once they're a real being, a real person, now love away. And every extra thing you do is going to bring you closer and closer and closer. And it's going to demand more and more closeness. But the foundation is fear. The foundation is fear. So that's emotions. Yeah. So
The
love,
foundation is respect. That word is or to humble yourself.
respect. To respect someone means you need to humble yourself to them. Respect them means, like one of the things we say, you have to respect my boundaries. You have to respect my boundaries. Don't just walk into my room like that. I say, my kids just burst into the room. What would you do if your kids just burst into your bedroom without knocking or anything?
Pet peeve.
That's not a pet peeve, no. That's unacceptable. That's not a pet peeve. It would be a tragedy if that didn't affect you. There's the family who lives downstairs from me, very holy family. Their kids have never been in their bedroom.
Wow.
Mum, and their house is like 90 meters. It's like the size of your,
Wow.
their house is the size of your kitchen, Yitzi. And the kids have never been in the bedroom.
It's a big house then. I'm sorry.
For Israel, for Jerusalem. But yeah. That's a, I would love to, I mean, I try a little bit to enforce that, but it's not, it doesn't, that you also need your wife enrolled in that one, yeah. But
Wow.
that's a very special, I mean, that feels special, no? That feels like,
Amazing.
exactly, it really is. Imagine your children having such a respect for, mommy and tatum, that they wouldn't even go in there. They wouldn't. They would say, "Oh no, it's in my parents' room. I can't go in. I'm sorry." You're like, "But they're not. Oh, no one's home." They're like, "Can't go." Anyway, but the point is that how do we say that? Why do we go there?
Respect, humble,
Yeah. So
boundaries.
respect means to respect. You know, like we say, respect my space, respect my things. Don't that means don't step over the boundary, and that's what love is. Love is, it's good that we moved into this stage. Love is the dissolving of boundaries. And fear, again, fear is a really bad word. It, like I said, it's fear or respect. Let's just say respect, yeah? But respect is the imposition of boundaries. And that's why love and fear are connected, salt and sugar. Why? Because you put something in a sugary solution and it dissolves it. It takes away its form. It dissolves it. The sugar kind of like you put a tooth in Coca-Cola and it you know after a little while it just dissolves. Yeah. Salt, on the other hand, preserves. It keeps boundaries. Okay, so that's why they're connected, those two things. They look actually similar on the outside. But the point is that what I was trying to say is that not only does love other is it closeness, it also demands more closeness, meaning the closer you get, the more you need to get even closer. It's an upward spiral. That's me. That's Ava and Yira,
The
okay?
closer you get to what?
To the person, the more you give to them, that means the closer you get. The more you interact with them, the more you give to them. Yeah, the more you want to give to them. That's what Ava is. It engenders closeness. It is closeness, and it engenders more closeness. It requires more closeness. That's why Shalom Bias, when you're on the right track, it just gets better and better. And the opposite as well, unfortunately. If a person's on the wrong track, it gets worse and worse. Yeah, but that's how it goes. It's mitzvah gerer's mitzvah. So Ahava engenders more Ahava. When the more you love something, the more you want to love it. And therefore, the more you give to it, and the more you love it, and the more, and then eventually, as is the way of Ahava, is you become one, you merge, which is the experience of marriage, which is what marriage is meant to, that is what marriage is. Marriage is the merging of two essences. So I think we've said this before, and I said it recently, but I'll say it again, it's really important, is that what's the difference between loneliness and feeling alone? We spoke about this.
No, one sounds selfish, though.
Yeah. So it's really amazing. It's probably one of the most important things I know of, and I always cry when I say this. Lonely. So we've got two phenomena. They're very, very different, maybe even the opposite. Lonely and being alone. A widow, an elderly widow whose husband passes away, who's been married for 60 years, and they've done it. Not that they had the most perfect idyllic marriage. Marriage is not about, marriage doesn't mean there isn't friction and fighting and stuff like that. Yeah, that isn't a good marriage isn't a marriage without friction and fighting. Not that a good marriage has to have friction and fighting, but friction and fighting is not a sign of a bad marriage. Yeah, a sign of a bad marriage is feeling alone. So friction and fighting, that's so a couple who's been married for 60 odd years, yeah, and then the husband dies and the woman is in the house by herself, yeah, she will be lonely, but she will not feel alone. This is about as deep a thing as you could ever say, literally. She will feel lonely, very lonely, but she does not feel alone. Why? Because she became one. She and her husband are one. That is what marriage is. Now he's gone. His body's not there. But she's still one with him. She's lonely. Lamaisa, there's no one around. Yeah. So she's watching the television and stuff, but she's not alone. Masha Ain Kane, like one of these socialites. Is that what they're called in LA? A socialite. Yeah. These Nebuch people have got a lot of money. Yeah. And very beautiful. Yeah. They could be surrounded by people 24/7. They're never, ever lonely, ever. And they feel abject aloneness. It's exactly what you said, Yitzi. It's selfish and selfless on the ultimate level. And that is what marriage is about. Marriage is about solving the aloneness problem. It's about merging. It's about two essences merging with each other. Like you take a drop of water, yeah? Like from a pipette. You put a little, you know, like a little, you got a little drop, a bead of water, yeah? And another bead of water. And if they get close enough, they kind of just touch and they merge into one. That's what marriage is. Marriage is that the essence of the man and the woman become mamash one, and they still maintain a separate name. Meaning, my wife's called Shiri, yeah? It's not like Shiri becomes Shmuel and Shmuel becomes Shiri, not at all. Shmuel stays Shmuel, Shiri stays Shiri, but the essence of who you both are is one, beyond all name. That's Hari At Mekudeshes Li. The Anoichi and the Ata, or the At. Li is Anoichi, is me. That's beyond name. And At, you, is beyond name. And at that point, there is no, the essences are actually able to merge. And at that point, you don't feel alone. That feeling of aloneness goes away. So that is the ultimate objective of Ahava. So Ahava is creating closeness and more closeness and more closeness. And if we do that over enough time and with enough intelligence, with enough energy and with enough bikush, yeah, then the essences will actually merge with one another. But that needs to be predicated on the respect. There needs to be respect. If there isn't respect in a relationship, there's no relationship. So let me finish. When we're talking about Midas, I suppose we have to also mention Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. So let's try and explain them very quickly. Okay, so we know everyone knows we have the six Midas, yeah? We have the top three, which is called Hagas, and then the bottom three, which is called Nahi. Yeah, Hagas is Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and Nahi is Netzach, Hod, Yesod. Nahi. Yeah? So then you got Malchus. Okay, so this is how I understand how it works. Is Ahava is moving towards is closeness. Yira is distance. So Ahava is giving. Yira is not taking. It's just not giving. It's holding back. Like, you know, when you're so excited, it's happened to me so many times now with a blessed life. I bumped into this guy in shul a couple of weeks ago before E1 was beginning. And I said to him, listen, I was in the Markolet and I was like, on, you know, it, tonight there's this Zoom thing that you have to come. And then I realized, how am I going to sell this to him in like 20 seconds? I'm like, I can't do this. And I just said to him, you know what? I can't be bothered. I'm sorry. I just walked away. It was to explain the chiddush of it. There's so much, yeah, that I held myself back and I didn't give. That was year. That was a good expression of yira. Might be coming from a selfish place, but the idea of where I have to hold back so that I don't kind of consume you, yeah. So all love and no fear expresses itself as giliarias, which is sexual immorality, and theft. That was Yishmael. He was the Psoas of Chesed. Why? What's the connection between sexual immorality and theft and love or Chesed? It's the dissolving of boundaries. When the boundaries dissolve, then physical relationship can take place whenever, and then I can steal your things because if you know, there's no you, there's no me, then I can take your stuff. Why not? What's the difference in you and me? I don't know where I end and you begin, so let me help myself to your stuff. Yeah. So that's theft. Yira expresses itself as Shfichas Damim, which is Esav. If you're not real to me, then I can kill you. That's the ultimate expression of fear. So now, in a relationship, when I'm giving to you, it has to be tempered with how you, it has to be tempered with what I want to give. My desire to give with my desire to hold back is tempered, and that tempering together, so to speak, is called Tiferes. Tiferes is the tziruf, the combination of the giving and the holding back. Everyone's with me? There's what I want to give, but then there's how much I want to hold back. So when I put those two things together, that's called tferes. So called rachamim sometimes. But for how is it? That's called tferes, okay? So now tferes is the mizug, I say mizug.
The connection.
No, not the combination. The mizug is like when you put in this much martini and this much, like, not the combination.
Ingredients.
The mizug,
Recipe.
what?
Recipe.
One minute.
Mixture. Recipe.
Maybe mixture, what?
Mixture, yeah.
Mizug. Integration, merging, blending. Okay. Yeah. It means it's the right combination, the right amount of blend, whatever it is, the correct amounts. You know what I mean? That's called teferis. You can't just have chesed by itself, and you can't just have ava by itself, gevurah by itself. It has to be tempered, okay? Now it's going to be a bit graphic, so please excuse me, but this is the only way that I know how to teach this. Okay? Malchus is the one that receives it. Malchus is already the other person. Malchus is the other. So if I want to give you an idea, yeah, I don't want to give you the whole idea, and I want to give you what I can give you, but at the same time, I want to hold something back as well, not because of you, because of me. The level of Chesed and Tiferes and Gevurah, you don't exist that much. Wait, okay, this is the point now. So now Chesed is giving the idea, Gevurah is holding back the idea. Then the amount that I determine is the right combination, that's called Tiferes. Now, Tiferes, so to speak, employs Netzach and Hoid. Netzach is on the right side, which is like Chesed, and Hoid is on the left side, which is like Gevurah. Now, this is the implementation of the idea, the actual giving of the idea. So they are a devolving of the two. They are a devolvement. I can't think of how you say that. A devolution of the Chesed and the Gevurah. Chesed is giving, Gevurah is holding back. Netzach is giving, Hoid is holding back. But in relation to the other person, so what's Yesod? Yesod is the point of connection. Now this is the analogy, excuse me for this, but this is the analogy that gets this so clear. Everything right now should be kind of fluffy and not really making much sense, but this makes it very clear. Is The aside is the ava, yeah, is the male reproductive organ. That's your aside, that's the point of connection, yeah. Hoid and netzach is the movement of is the movement, the intimate movement of backward and forward, of going in and going out. Excuse me, I excuse this. That is that. That's just how. That's what Hashem did. Yeah. So that is. And if you when you learn Kabbalah, it gets so much more graphic, like mamash unbelievable. But to understand these two ideas, this is exactly it. That the movement forward is the netzach. That's the actual giving of the idea. The actual giving of the idea, not the wanting to give the idea, which is chesed. You get me? Chesed is the desire to give. Yira is the desire to hold back. But netzach is the actual giving, and hoid is the actual holding back. And yesoid is the thing that is, you don't have to describe, you don't have to explain it. It's there, the image is there. That's the image. That's what yesod is, and it goes into the malchus. The malchus is the feminine. That's the nekeva. That's the idea of giving. That's how it works. That's how the system runs. So let's just go back all the way to the beginning. Yeah, is you have the oineg, which becomes enclosed in ratzon. You're sure you don't know these. You don't know the Hebrew so well, do you? Okay, so you have pleasure. The very beginning of the whole system is called pleasure. Yeah, that's the source of everything. That becomes a will, a ratzon. Yeah, that ratzon, which is really a desire to live, now gets organized through the mind, through the intellect. That's called seichel. Now, when that's organized in a good way, in an intelligent way, that will give birth to emotions. Yeah, now those emotions our desire to give the idea, so to speak, or to hold back the idea. But the actual giving the idea or the actual holding back the idea, that's called netzach and hoid. And how is it given? Through the point of yesod. Into what? Into the nekeva, into the feminine. It's, you got that?
Yes, I mean, for the most part.
Yeah, that and we've got a very, I mean, we shouldn't dwell on the ideas in any other than I let me finish on this. I'll finish on this just to put this in perspective to what we said. When I was, I'm sure I've said this story before, just before I got married, my sister and brother-in-law were getting married, and they asked me to paint their apartment in Mill Hill. Yeah. So I was on a bocha. I was already, I think I was engaged. Yeah, I was engaged. Yeah, I was earning the money to pay for my engagement ring. So I was engaged. I was painting their apartment in a kind of secular block of flats in apartment building in Mill Hill. And again, excuse what I'm going to say, but the next door, I was doing this like for a few days, yeah. And the next door neighbor was a young lady who was very she was very active, put it that way, yeah. And the walls weren't particularly soundproofed, yeah. So you've got a bocha in an apartment painting the apartment, hearing things that I really didn't want to hear. And I didn't know what to do myself. I was trying to, you know, it was terrible. It's mumish terrible, mumish. And I was getting like destroyed on a you know on a purity start kind of level. And so I took a morning out and I went to the Beis Medrash and I took out my Gemara that I was learning, which was in Kedushin, yeah. And in the Gemara in Kedushin that I was learning again, excuse what we're saying, but I was learning the necessary level of penetration, yeah, for that a kohen would be considered, you know, or that a woman would now not be considered a virgin, like graphic things in the Gemara, yeah, crazy graphic things in the Gemara. And I was like, what Hashem, what are you doing to me? I come out of this crazy matzav and with this crazy woman next door, yeah, and you put me in the Beis Medrash, I'm reading stuff that's even more, much more graphic than that, yeah. And it completely purified my mind. It completely purified my mind. The Gemara talking about the Gemara talking about the most intimate things you can imagine. And if you think the Gemara talks about intimate things, the Kabbalah, I don't think it doesn't get more intimate, but the Kabbalah spends much more time talking about intimate stuff, you know, crazy intimate things. And that is metaher your mind. It purifies your mind. It purifies you. It's amazing. It's the context. It's the context of what it's being said in. When you're speaking about the craziest graphic things, yeah, in the context of Hashem's Torah and MS, yeah, then it's metaher. And it can be the opposite. You could be talking to somebody in, you know, not in a lewd way, but whatever, you know, nothing particularly wrong said. And if it's not in context of Torah, it could potentially be bringing up all kinds of, you know, physical sensations, etc. So anyway, so hopefully that's a good introduction to Midas. And yeah, okay. Next week is Moach Shel Alalei, Bezrat Hashem.
One question, a lot of questions, but one for now. That was really good. Actually, that was the first time I've ever heard you explain it in depth, ever, which was good. Thank you so much. So, in our relationships, I'm not understanding what the Kabbalah is trying to do here in describing it in such detail. Is it trying to say that in every situation that we have with anybody, I'm walking down the street and I see somebody, and now I go through my pleasure, my ratzon, my seichel. Now I'm on my emotions, and I'm deciding whether to tell this person something or not, right? So even in that situation, that's similar to that whole graphic thing that you just, very in detail thing that.
No, it's not similar. It's exactly the same.
In every situation that I'm
There
going
is when there
is.
is a when there is a relationship of not let's say not a back-to-back relationship, not a transactional relationship, but any face-to-face relationship goes through the entire, that is the process. And the reason why that is the pro, well, the reason why the relationship looks like that on a physical level, on a physical level, the way it works according to the Torah is that the seed on a level of intimacy, the seed, and I mean the science says this nowadays, in the pituitary gland, which causes the endocrine system to produce the zera, the semen, whatever. Yeah, that begins in the brain and it goes down into the testes and it produces the actual fluid, whatever. And then there's the actual action of the intimate process, and then the seed is transferred into the feminine. It's always the same on every single level. It's and it happens as a microcosm on every level as well. In every single level, the whole process happens again within the level. That's the inyan of the spheres, and you've got chesed shebechesed and gevurah shebechesed, and then it's an endless. Whenever there is a transferal from above to below, yeah, that is what we're discussing. Below to above is a different, that's called a susa de la sata, which is called man nukvin, the feminine waters. That's a different, that's a different idea. But when it comes, the dach, which is called the mayim duchvin, the masculine waters, always it has to go through that system. It could potentially like bypass seichel maybe, but it's basically that system. There are nuances and stuff, but it's almost.
So one more time. Thank you. And so when I'm having a front-to-front conversation with somebody, it's going all the way down, and there's Netzach and Hod going on in the conversation.
Also remember, we said that the Eiva is Yesoid. Yeah, there's another part of your body that can be called Yesoid. It's not usually called Yesoid. The tongue.
So the tongue.
Yeah. That's one of the ways. Not only does the seed come from your yesoid, but your seed, the intelligent seed, comes from your mouth. So that's another important part of the
Got
equation.
it.
And the one who you're talking to is always nekeva. The one who receives is feminine, and the one who gives is masculine, even if she happens to be a woman, even if the man, etc. But it's a very it's actually very easy to remember when you realize, and just another final point just to finish on is don't think that we're using the analogy of a man and woman being intimate to describe this process. The reason why the intimacy between a man and a woman looks like it does is because of this process. It's not that, oh, there's this process and it happens to align with this whole deep idea we're talking about. No, it's there's this deep idea that we're talking about that came first, and therefore the sexual relationship, the face-to-face relationship, looks exactly like this.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to go to shul. How's that, Riyamatz?
Thank you, Rabbi.
Bye.
Thank you.
Call to